Public News Service Monday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. First, in The Guardian, President Trump expected to sign three executive orders today that would reshape the military, including banning transgender service members from serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. CNN reports the orders will also include gutting the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI programs and reinstating service members with back pay who are discharged for refusing to get vaccinated for COVID-19. Meantime, Governor Gretchen Whitmer recently signed landmark legislation to expand access to essential OBGYN services across Michigan.
Between 2018 and 2022, about 19 mothers per 100,000 live births in Michigan died from pregnancy-related issues, mostly in marginalized communities. New legislation aims to expand maternal and prenatal care. State Representative Julie Rogers, a former health policy chair, sponsored several bills in the package, including one that reduces government red tape for breast milk donors.
That required HIV testing for breast milk donors every 90 days. And to contrast that with the rest of the United States, we're the only state that requires that. 49 other states do a one-and-done test at the onset of donation.
Data from 2022 shows white mothers having the highest number of maternal transfusions, followed by black mothers. Crystal Blair reporting.
Next, a new report highlights how regional commissions are helping improve infrastructure in rural America.
Federal co-chair Gail Manchin calls broadband the second highway, underscoring its role in expanding education, healthcare, and economic opportunities in rural communities.
When our children were sent home to go to school virtually, they had no internet in which to do that. Parents could not go home and work. There was no telehealth. And so that has become, obviously, the second highway system that we are building.
Manchin explains the goal is to reduce the number of distressed counties and poverty rates. Since its creation, she says the ARC has decreased the number of distressed counties by 60% and halved poverty rates. Manchin adds there's still so much to do. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And lead contamination in drinking water continues to be a significant concern in Ohio. With new federal regulations to tackle the issue, local water utilities are accelerating their efforts to replace aging infrastructure. Kevin Kappers manages the lead program at Greater Cincinnati Waterworks.
How EPA regulates lead and copper in drinking water change. So all utilities are reacting to make sure they stay in compliance. We have already had a lead service line replacement program since 2018, but what that means for us is we're accelerating that.
Federal lead and copper rule improvements mandate replacing lead service lines within the next decade. There are concerns smaller Ohio communities with fewer resources may not be able to comply with these changes. This is Public News Service.
The L.A. wildfires will impact people's health for many years, according to disaster relief experts.
The fires cause severe mental health issues, displacement, and financial ruin, which make it harder for people to care for their health. Talia Myers with the nonprofit Direct Relief says the disaster takes a heavy toll far beyond those killed in the fires.
When a natural disaster hits a community, there are long-term impacts that cause increases in morbidity and mortality, but that aren't always accounted for in the death toll or in public perceptions. It's something that the larger public does need to start thinking about.
A lot of people were struggling to afford food and shelter in Los Angeles even before the devastating fires. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And research shows toxic additives have been overlooked in the U.S. food supply, even though the Federal Food and Drug Administration is charged with regulating them. Legislation in Montana could get state-level rules rolling.
Senate Bill 155 would create a state panel on food safety and give it the authority to make and enforce rules limiting the availability of foods that contain certain toxic additives, like food coloring. Republican State Senator Daniel Emmerich of Great Falls sponsored the bill and says it will help the state understand the cumulative health effects of consuming toxins.
First, it's a study process. We have to study the issue to see how extensive it is and see if there's regulations that need to be instituted to deal with the issue.
A 2024 study shows toxic chemicals have gotten into Americans' food by being put into a category called generally recognized as safe. It was meant for common ingredients like oil and baking soda that the FDA exempts from a thorough approval process. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Next, rural West Virginia counties are already facing shortages of home health care services and nursing home workers. They're now facing alleged misconduct by contract workers in state nursing homes.
A new lawsuit cites a systems failure from top to bottom, where officials have allowed frontline workers to act in ways that harm patients. Michael Folio is the legal director for Disability Rights West Virginia. The lawsuit says state officials knew about abuse, harassment, and retaliation of fellow employees and patients.
And what we've identified is even the regulatory bodies in West Virginia that are charged with overseeing these facilities are so understaffed, so underfunded, that we oftentimes are reporting incidents to them, even though it's their job to actually uncover these incidents and take appropriate action.
According to the healthcare advocacy group KFF, there were more than 9,400 people living in certified nursing home facilities in West Virginia in 2024. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Remember, endlessly supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.